This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. L.A. County Health Department said that their dental clinic is excited to announce that it has been selected to receive a $100,000 grant over the next 3 years from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina Foundation. Now, this grant will expand their school-based oral health program to early childhood education programs. Through partnerships with Stanley County Partnership for Children and Save the Children, Albemarle Head Start, the program will provide oral health education, supplies, preventative services to children and their families in Stanley County who are enrolled in pre-K and Head Start programs. A contract public health dental hygienist will lead educational sessions for families offering valuable information on oral health practices. To encourage participation, food and oral health care products will be provided during these learning sessions, funded by the grant. In addition, dental screenings will be conducted at the pre-K and Head Start sites, and children will be offered preventative treatments at the Stanley County Health Department Dental Clinic. Their goal is to reduce the need for restorative treatments and foster lifelong healthy oral habits. They said they'd like to achieve this by educating parents and caregivers on effective oral health practices, offering diet recommendations, promoting regular preventive checkups, and hoping every child in this program will enter kindergarten cavity-free. The Albemarle City Council had an interesting conversation at the end of their meeting the other night regarding violation notices placed on waste cans out by the curb. Mayor Pro Tem Martha Sue Hall and Benton Dry inquired about that, if this was something new or something they've always done. And here is City Manager Todd Clark.
Right, so we have an ordinance that requires that the can be placed at the street curb the day before collection and then collected that evening, the day of the collection. I believe 7 p.m. is when it has to be collected. Of course, we don't have staff who are working evenings, and the police department's not going to go enforce that. So I have seen where some folks have said, I work a second shift. It's hard for me to get home to get my can back to the curb. So that should not be a huge concern for our citizens, although that is written into our code of ordinances. And so we have gone for a period of time without enforcing that. It does create a problem for people who do park on the street, and we do need to be enforcing it. Otherwise, if we're not going to enforce it, there's no purpose in having the ordinance. We should just repeal it. So the door hangers have been left as a courtesy to say, hey, you are in violation of the code. Please return your can to the residents at the end of the day. We did try to get in front of that a little bit. We understand people are frustrated by that, and we're certainly exercising common sense and letting people retrieve the can, and we're not issuing fines.
Thank you. I just know I've had a lot of calls. And
Councilman Dry inquired if this was something new they was just started or it's been ongoing. He was just concerned that he was just hearing from his constituents, and here is Russ Holzhauser with the city in charge of public works.
In the past history was, we didn't have the staff to go out and do code enforcement just on trash carts, unless it was a complaint from a neighbor or there was obvious violations that were repeated over and over and over. We have always hung these old tags. We've hung these type of tags for years since I've been with the city. Once we took over the majority of trash collection, I say majority, we started taking over solid waste limbs, those type things. We have eyes on the streets now. We see it daily.
We're part of that.
And so what we have started doing gradually, we've started implementing these policies and procedures. And what I would gather, 90% of the people that you see commenting on Facebook have not seen a violation yet. They're just commenting on what they're reading. We have been hanging tags since July the 1st, but because we've had a few of you all get some complaints, we're hearing it. So we did a public outreach through social media to let them know that these are violations. They're warnings. We haven't fined anybody. We haven't collected carts. You actually get three chances before your cart's ever going to get collected. You would have to leave your cart out at the curb for 2 months, basically, before your cart would be collected. I don't think there's anybody in this city that's going to leave their cart out for 2 months if you get three different violations before a letter goes out that would be certified stating that if you don't have it out in 10 days or picked up in 10 days, we're going to come get it. Again, this is what I find a little humorous, in my opinion, is people are complaining about how dirty Albemarle looks, how trashy Albemarle looks, and one of the issues is people that leave their carts out on our right-of-ways all the time is just as bad visual sore
again,
as that. So it's an ordinance that has been put in place for a long time, and we're just trying to enforce the ordinance.
I understand, but what I'm getting from folks is that it was more of a surprise, whether, I don't know if they're new to the area or what. Did it go through our public information?
Yes, and again, that's part of the process that we've tried to do. Okay. These aren't take it off the curb, we're going to come get it tomorrow notices.
I understand that.
For the record, again, the way the ordinance is written, carts can go out to the curb 6 p.m. the night before, and they have to be brought back off the street right away by 7 p.m. the day of collection. What our staff is doing now, typically it's 2 days after collection. 2 days after collection, we're going out. And if your trash is collected on a Wednesday, we're not going out until on Wednesday. If your trash is collected on a Monday, we will go out on Wednesday and ride through Monday's route. And if there's still cans out sitting at the curb, they will tag those cans on Wednesday.
Hopefully we can move forward without the backlash of people putting their garbage can on social media and a long oration about how bad the city is and what we're doing. I think we work hard enough as it is to try to stay afloat up here sometimes.
That's right.
I appreciate what you're doing.
And we appreciate council support, too, when you get those phone calls.
You know, always make sure, if we're going to communicate something like this, let's over-communicate it.
Stanley County Schools in East Albemarle Elementary wanted to recognize Miss Brittany Hatcher, instructional coach at East Albemarle Elementary. She's being accepted to attend the Southwest Literacy Summit in March. Her passion for literacy and dedication to student success make her a fantastic representative for Stanley County Schools and East Albemarle Elementary at this prestigious event. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high in the low 70s. Winds could be gusty at times. Skies clear tonight with a low in the upper 30s. Sunny Friday, reaching the low 60s. This forecast is brought to you by Desco, where you can get any